From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called The Fruit of the Spirit, What It Is and How It Is Produced, part of a series dealing with life in the Spirit. The text for the series is Galatians chapter 5, one of the clearest New Testament passages concerning a Spirit-filled life. With this message, Dr. Cairns has come to verses 22 and 23, which detail the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has already explained, spiritual fruit is the natural result of the Christian's union with Christ. What Paul sets forth here are not duties, but Christian virtues produced in every believer by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As we've seen, good habits do not produce Christian character. Rather, the reverse is true. And it's important to note that all of these virtues are to be evident in the life of every Christian, not necessarily to the same degree, but all will be present to some extent. In these verses, the apostle is speaking of the fruit of the Spirit, not of the flesh. This fruit is produced by the direct activity of the Holy Spirit, first by exposing sin, and then by revealing Christ. Note the order. Conviction of sin does not give the power to overcome it. Only a sight of Christ can do that. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, His Service, Face, and Name. The text is Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 and 4. His servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Three choice blessings will be ours in the glory land. His servants shall serve him. No other lords shall oppress us. No other service shall distress us. We shall serve Jesus always, perfectly, without weariness and without error. This is heaven to a saint, in all things to serve the Lord Christ, and to be owned by him as his servant, is our soul's high ambition for eternity. And they shall see his face. This makes the service delightful. Indeed, it is the present reward of service. We shall know our Lord, for we shall see him as he is. To see the face of Jesus is the utmost favor that the most faithful servant of the Lord can ask. What more could Moses ask than, Let me see thy face. And his name shall be in their foreheads. They gaze upon their Lord till his name is photographed upon their brows. They are acknowledged by him, and they acknowledge him. The secret mark of inward grace develops into the public sign manual of confessed relationship. O Lord, give us these three things in their beginnings here, that we may possess them in their fullness in thine own abode of bliss.
Distant soul, and from his scars.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Christian holiness and Christian virtue are not the results merely of the weak, that is, regeneration. They do flow from that. But they are the result of what that weak produces. That is an ongoing experience of the Holy Ghost in the life. And it's this ongoing experience of what the Holy Ghost is producing in the life that provides us the power to be holy. Paul told Timothy, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Now, I think it's interesting where he puts the emphasis here. The spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Nowhere in all of our lives, nowhere more than in this battle with sin. The truth of Zechariah 4, verse 6, more obvious. It is not by might nor by power. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. That leads me to the second observation that Paul speaks of fruit, not duties, and he speaks of the fruit of the spirit, not the product of the flesh. I've just said that victory over sin is by my spirit, saith the Lord. What exactly does that mean? What does that signify? Let me make some very simple, basic points here. What I want to prove to you, so you don't get lost in the intermediate steps, is to show you that Christian virtue is produced by the inward activity of the Holy Spirit. And the second thing I'll show you then is that the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces is spiritual fruit. Now, the Holy Ghost, by his inward activity, produces Christian virtue. Now, what is that activity? There are three things the Holy Ghost carries on continually in the life of the regular Christian. First, there's the exposure of sin. This the Lord Jesus, something the Lord Jesus emphasized as a primary work of the Spirit, the conviction of sin. When it comes into the world, when he deals with the ungodly, what does it mean? Conviction of sin. He is the enemy of sin. When he lives in the life of a Christian, he continues to convict of sin. His word is like a sword. The sword of the Spirit, Hebrews chapter 4. You find that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. What does it do? It pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It is that which pierces to the very depths of the heart. What does the Holy Spirit do? He comes to convict God's people of sin, to expose sin to them. Primary minister of the Holy Ghost. Then secondly, and unfortunately this is something that most preachers leave out in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They come immediately to the conviction of sin, and you see your sin. Now put your hand up if you want to get victory over the sin. Walk the aisle if you want to cut with the sin. And all they do is bring frustration and defeat, disappointment in the lives of God's people. For that's not the only ministry of the Spirit. In tandem with that, there is the revelation of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, Paul says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, the eyes of your heart, my boy, being enlightened. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when he speaks of the things that are so important in the life of a Christian, And he says, God has made them known unto us by the Spirit. He makes it clear what one of the most fundamental ministries of the Holy Spirit is. It is to teach the Christian what he is in Christ and show him what he has in Christ. I remember some years ago when I was dealing with a series of messages on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. I preached a message on that particular aspect of his work. I have to say that we are going to every work of the Holy Spirit, and therefore can't condemn all the labors on the subject. Yet, in the books that I do have, and I have looked at quite a few of them, not one single volume among them gives any appreciable attention, and most of them don't give any attention at all, to the particular text that I was preaching on that shows the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to lead Christians through the revelation of Christ to understand what they have and what they are in Christ. That's the vital part of his ministry. Now he convicts you of your sin. And if that's all he does, where do you go from there? You can screw up your courage and your willpower and say, I'm going to be different, I'm going to be better. But understand this, conviction of sin does not provide the power to overcome sin. Willpower does not provide the power to overcome sin. It is the sight of Christ that gives you the power to overcome sin. And every Christian knows this in his heart. When you have a sight of Christ, you can do anything that you should do. When you don't have a sight of Christ, you cannot do anything as you should do it. It's the sight of the Savior, the revelation of the glory of the Son of God, our Savior. That's what fills our hearts with the ability and with the desire to do right, to do the will of God. So, the Holy Spirit has the activity of exposing sin and of revealing Christ. There is a third element in the activity of the Spirit. That is his control of a believer. We have read in our first study in Galatians 5 about the leading of the Spirit. In Ephesians 5:18, we are commanded to be not filled with wine, but filled with the Spirit. Be constantly full of the Spirit. The idea is to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. Put these things together. Exposure of sin, revelation of Christ, and the control of the Spirit, controlling our thinking, controlling our feeling, controlling our acting, controlling our reacting. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but remember that is the most difficult part of anybody's life. Controlling action is simple in comparison to controlling reaction. It's when somebody suddenly stunned that they're likely to react in a fleshly, selfish, unworthy way. The answer to it all, the exposure of sin, the revelation of Christ, the control of the Holy Ghost. And he carries on all these works simply through his word. Applying his word to the heart. Now when I say simply through his word, I don't mean simply that it happens by our cursory reading of the word. Some Christians come day by day and they turn up their nose and they make a face, either literally or metaphorically, in the face of God, oh, it's time for me to read the Bible again. And they come and they read a chapter or a part of a chapter, or as one fellow I knew, turning up was come in the book of Psalms, and the Bible usually opened with the same one because he had done it so often, hoping that it would be Psalm 117, the briefest of the Psalms, and he could say, well, I've read the Bible today. He says, God doesn't know a liar, a hypocrite when he meets one. Christians think, well, if I've read the Bible, that's going to do the job. No. It is the Holy Spirit applying His Word to the heart. God the Spirit blesses the reading of the Word. That's why it is absolutely imperative for every Christian to be spending time in the Word of God, reading the Word thoughtfully, reading the Word carefully. Day by day, there is no alternative to the reading of the Holy Word of God. Christians are not to read what people say about the Bible. Books about the Bible. Books about subjects read by the Bible. And all the time they spend little time reading the Bible itself, they would come up with all sorts of crazy excuses. I'm not a great reader. Of course, they read the sports section. They read the covers. Those are the two best parts of the newspaper, of course. But they read those. They're up to date in the political ideas that people have. They can read that, but now they can't read the Bible. They don't have time to read the Bible. They have time to watch about 50 hours of television a week, but they don't have time to read the Bible. And again, you tell me God doesn't really lie in the book of the Bible? Realize that by reading 15 minutes a day, even a slow reader, a fairly slow reader, will read that whole book through in about 3 or 4 months. Realize that whole book. Some people have been saved for 20 or 30 years and they've never read even the New Testament. Remember what's wrong with their lives and why they're not knowing the bigger operative power of the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, blesses the thoughtful reading of His Word. He especially blesses the preaching of His Word. God has ordained preaching. You know, He calls it the foolishness of preaching. If you ever become a preacher, you'll feel how foolish it is. Many and many a time, I wonder about this act of preaching. Why do people come to be shouted at? Not the child said, it's the strangest job in the world. He said, you get people to come to church, you tell them off, or build them up, or instruct them, or whatever you do, you've got to be able to guide them and pay for the privilege. Many churches, of course, have replaced the central act of preaching. I said a few more pieces. The liturgy may be read, sung, or chanted. The time will be put in. And what's called the sermon. We'll take 5, 10, if it's no longer the preacher, 15 minutes. The church of God has already come into the process.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.